Becky DeGeorge, in the bloom of her first full day as Michael's wife, walked out of the hotel lobby holding her husband's hand. She breathed in the cool night air, the first fresh air she had inhaled all day. In the brief span of their marriage, she and Michael had made love several times and taken two steamy showers together. Somewhere deep down, I knew she was right. But still, I could not convince myself I should tell Ben about my journal. But he might want to read what I've written. Her eyes narrowed. There's nothing in there you wouldn't want him to see, is there? I didn't reply. We didn't speak, and then she opened her bag. Chrissy, she said. I'm going to give you something. Ben gave it to me when he decided he needed to leave you. As the first hint of sun was creasing the horizon, she suddenly said, I'm tired. Let's go now. We drove in silence to the address she had given me. It was a low building, like a small convalescent home, with a driveway that passed under the portico.